Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing good. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today we're going to be talking about a grass species that's becoming a problem.
That's right, Tommy. Today I'd like to talk about a native grass species that's showing up more and more often. And even though it's a native grass, that's not necessarily a good thing. Broomsedge bluestem is what we want to talk about, or another name is poverty grass. That is a short-lived perennial native grass species. It reproduces by seed as well as by division of the crown. It thrives on soils that have low soil fertility and perhaps even pH. As a forage, it's not consumed by livestock, whether it's grazed or in the hay. And oftentimes when we see it in our hay ground, okay? And that is typically a sign for us to take note that it's probably low in either phosphorus or perhaps or pH. Or it could be also due to a fact of poor grazing management. So some things to think about. Broomsedge bluestem first showed up in cool season grass hay meadows several years ago, but here lately it just seems like it's really starting to increase. It grows after we harvest the broom hay, and oftentimes in the fall we'll see it. It'll be that brown straw-colored grass that is all over our cool season grass hay fields, and it's usually, you know, that straw color stuff's usually a couple foot tall. In cool season grass pastures or hay meadows, we do have some best management practices. First thing we'd want to do is we'd want a soil test and then follow that soil test. So we want to adjust the soil, the fertility. We'd want to look at the soil pH and just follow basically what the soil test tells us. Another thing we want to think about is manage grazing and clipping. And we want to do that to favor the good grasses more so than the poverty grass or the broomsedge bluestem. So what that means is we want to cut it at the proper time. So if we're talking about cool season grasses, particularly brome, we probably want to think about cutting in late May, early June. We also want to think about a cutting height of maybe 3 to 4 inches tall. Leave a little more leaf material on that brome so it will come back quicker and faster and be more aggressive. The third thing we want to think about is if we have broomsedge in our hay meadows, perhaps we want to go out and cut that or clip that in, let's say, August sometime before it goes to seed. Clip it off, and that's going to do two things. It's going to reduce the amount of shading that we have, and it's also going to reduce the seeding or the reproduction of the broomsedge. Another thing there in, let's say late August, early September, we want to think about doing some fall fertility. We want to start that fall growth on that cool season grass. So maybe what that means is putting on 30 or 40 pounds of nitrogen, 40 pounds of phosphorus. And then if we need potassium, let's put that on as well. If not, that's what that soil test is going to help us with. But what do we do if we find broomsedge bluestem in our native grass hay meadows? That gets to be a whole nother story, because native grasses developed under low fertility and under fire. And so we're really unsure how to best combat the invasion of broomsedge into native grasses. But we're getting phone calls more and more often that this is a problem, that they're seeing more and more of it. So we do know from previous research that native grasses, if we're going to fertilize them at all, they should be fertilized in mid-May. But typically, like I said, we don't see a huge response to the native grass in hay production, but if it makes the grass healthier, we're thinking perhaps maybe a little fertility in mid-May may help. And so to find that out, the Frontier Extension District agents have put out three different plots. And we're actually looking at soil fertility by itself. We're looking at soil pH by itself. We're looking at a combination of soil fertility and pH. And we're also looking at a herbicide application. Now, the study is going to take multiple years. We can't change things overnight with soil fertility. But hopefully, in the years to come, we'll have an answer for what we do. In the meantime, just kind of like the cool season grasses, let's cut the grass hay in the hay meadows in a timely fashion. So let's be looking on native grass. Let's be cutting these in early July. Try to be done by July 15th. We want to also leave a stubble height of 3.5 to 4 inches. And with that, then we'll just see, you know, what's going to happen with our study. And I guess until next time or down the road, have everybody stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Tune in Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.